All right, so today we're doing a deep dive, and we got some pretty big topics on the table.
Yeah, some really complex stuff.
We're talking economics, politics, international relations, the whole shebang. And, you've given us some really interesting sources to work with here, news articles, briefings, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it's like we're getting a glimpse behind the curtain.
Exactly. So we've got inflation cooling down, which is good news, right?
Yeah.
But then there are concerns about economic growth. And in Washington, there's another political showdown brewing this time over government funding.
Oh, and we can't forget about that surprise ceasefire agreement in Ukraine. That's a big one.
Definitely a lot to unpack there. So let's start with the economy. The February CPI data came in lower than expected.
Yeah, and the markets seem to be pretty happy about it.
Like they can finally breathe a sigh of relief.
Right. So does this mean the Fed's plan is actually working? Are we finally getting inflation under control?
I mean, it seems like good news for us regular folks, right? Maybe our dollar will actually go a bit further at the grocery store.
Well, maybe. But I'm curious, what are your thoughts on this CPI drop? Is it really time to celebrate, or is there more to this story?
I think that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah, the CPI, it's just one piece of the puzzle. It doesn't tell the whole story. We need to look at other economic indicators too, like GDP growth. And that's where things get a little more, well, a little more concerning.
Because the Atlanta Fed's GDP Now estimate has plummeted to negative 2.8% for the first quarter of 2025.
Right. That's a huge drop from the previous quarter. And it could have some pretty serious consequences.
Like, what kind of impact are we talking about here? I mean, for someone listening to this right now, what could this actually mean for them?
Well, a slowdown in GDP growth like that, it could affect everything. We can see hiring freezes, job losses, businesses closing. People are going to start to feel uncertain about the future.
And looking at these sources, it seems like there are a few things contributing to this slowdown. The lingering effects of tariffs, for one.
Yeah, those are still making waves.
And then there's the possibility of cuts to DOGE spending, though it's not entirely clear what that would look like yet.
Right, still a lot of unknowns there.
And then there are concerns about immigration policy. Plus, we're seeing weaker exports, and it seems like people are starting to tighten their belts a bit, spending
It's like a
less.
perfect storm of uncertainty. Businesses are hesitant to invest, consumers are holding back, and yeah, there's just this general lack of confidence in the economy.
But here's something interesting. All this economic uncertainty, it's actually causing a shift in the market.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, it seems like investors are moving away from those high-flying tech stocks and towards more stable defensive sectors.
Interesting. So kind of like a back to basics approach.
Yeah, exactly. So
Yeah.
for our listener out there who might be thinking about their investment portfolio, could this be a good time to maybe reassess things, diversify a bit?
Absolutely. Diversification is always a smart move, especially when the market is this unpredictable. It's all about managing risk and making sure your investments are aligned with your long-term goals.
Solid advice. All right, so let's shift gears a bit and head over to Washington, D.C., where, surprise, surprise, the two parties are at it again. Another battle over government funding.
It's like a broken record at this point.
I know, right? It seems like every few months we're wondering if the government is going to shut down.
Yeah, the political drama never ends.
So Speaker Mike Johnson managed to get a continuing resolution passed in the House.
But it was a close one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. The vote was split almost entirely along party lines, with only two representatives breaking ranks.
Wow, only two. That's pretty telling. It really shows how divided things are right now.
Yeah, no kidding. So now this continuing resolution, it's headed to the Senate.
And the Democrats are in a tough spot.
They are. If they try to filibuster the bill, they risk being blamed for a government shutdown, which could be a disaster for them politically.
Especially with an election coming up.
Exactly. But if they let the CR pass, they're essentially giving in to the
It's
Republicans.
a classic lose-lose situation.
It is. And here's where things get even more interesting. The sources we're looking at, they suggest that a government shutdown could actually benefit Elon Musk and his, well, let's just say his sphere of influence.
That's an interesting thought. Why would a shutdown benefit him?
Well, think about it. Musk thrives on disruption. He's a master at exploiting chaos and leveraging it to his advantage.
So you're saying a government shutdown could create the perfect environment for him to push his agenda?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's something that the Democrats are very aware of. They don't want to give him any more leverage than he already has.
I see. So it's like a game of chess. They're trying to anticipate his next move.
Exactly. All right, let's switch gears again and talk about something a little more hopeful. The situation in Ukraine, Secretary of State Marco Rubio managed to negotiate a 30-day ceasefire agreement between Ukraine and Russia.
Wow, that's a pretty big development. Do you think it'll actually hold?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? It's definitely a step in the right direction, but there are still a lot of challenges ahead.
Yeah. I mean, Russia has already rejected the idea of a ceasefire. And Ukraine only agreed to it in exchange for more support from the U.S.
So it's a fragile situation for sure. But any ceasefire, any chance to reduce the violence is a positive thing.
I agree. Even if it's just a temporary reprieve, it's a glimmer of hope in a very dark situation.
All right, so we've talked about the economy, the political gridlock in Washington, and the fragile peace in Ukraine. But remember that eyebrow-raising event I mentioned earlier? The one that happened on the White House lawn?
Oh, yeah, you piqued my curiosity with that one.
All right, so get this. President Trump, with Elon Musk right by his side, held a Tesla sales demonstration on the White House lawn.
Wait, what? On the White House lawn?
Yeah, he even bought a Model S himself, paid with a check and everything.
Wow, that's pretty unconventional, to say the least. Using the White House to promote a private company just feels, I don't know, it feels a little off.
Right. It's definitely raising some eyebrows, especially given Trump's history of calling for boycotts of companies he disagrees with. Remember the whole baseball thing?
Yeah, that was a mess. So what do you think this means for Musk? Is this whole Tesla-Trump alliance going to help him or hurt him?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? On the one hand, it might appeal to some of Trump's base.
Right, the Vagier crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it could alienate a much larger portion of the market, the people who are turned off by Trump and everything he represents.
That's a gamble.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's a gamble that could backfire spectacularly.
Yeah, this whole thing could end up hurting both of them, Trump and Musk.
It's like they say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but I'm not so sure that's true in this case.
Me neither.
Yeah.
This could have some serious long-term consequences.
So we've got an economy teetering on the edge, a political system that seems incapable of functioning, and a president who's, well, let's just say he's unpredictable.
And then there's Elon Musk, the tech mogul, who's making power moves and shaking things up.
It's a lot to process.
It is, but it's also fascinating. It's like we're living in a real-life political thriller.
With a healthy dose of economic uncertainty thrown in for good measure.
Exactly. So what does the future hold? Stay tuned for part two, where we'll delve even deeper into these issues and explore the potential consequences of these unfolding events.
And we'll try to answer that million-dollar question. Can Elon Musk really pull this off?
Or will this be his downfall?
Only time will tell. But we'll be here to analyze every twist and turn along the way. So buckle up, folks. It's going to be a wild ride.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Elon Musk and, well, his very public alliance with President Trump.
Yeah, and how that could backfire on him, especially considering who Tesla's target market is. But before we go too far down that road, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier. The possibility of a government shutdown. You hinted that it could actually create opportunities for someone like Musk. But what would that look like for the average person? What should our listener be prepared for?
Well, a government shutdown. It would mean a lot of uncertainty disruption. Essential services could be delayed. Federal workers might get furloughed. And there could even be a ripple effect on the private sector. It's not just about inconvenience, it's about people's livelihoods, the whole stability of the country.
The sources we're looking at, they don't paint a very pretty picture. They suggest that a shutdown could actually make the economic slowdown even worse. What are your thoughts on that? Could it actually push us into a recession?
It's definitely a possibility. A shutdown would erode consumer confidence even further. And it's already pretty shaky. Businesses would probably pull back on investment and hiring. And stock market could take a hit. It would be like pouring gasoline on a fire.
So what can our listener do to prepare for this potential economic turmoil? I mean, we've already got inflation and possible recession looming. It feels like we're getting hit from all sides.
It's definitely a challenging time. But there are things you could do to protect yourself financially. The most important thing is to have a solid financial plan. That means creating a budget, tracking your spending, and building an emergency fund.
That emergency fund seems more and more important every day.
Absolutely. Having that financial cushion, they can give you peace of mind, help you weather any unexpected storms. And if you're an investor, this might be a good time to review your portfolio. Make sure you're properly diversified. As we talked about earlier, the market is shifting, so it's important to be adaptable and adjust your strategy.
It's like we're sailing in uncharted waters. Speaking of navigating tricky situations, let's talk about what's happening in Ukraine. We talked about the 30-day ceasefire agreement earlier, but is there anything our listener can do to help the people who are caught in the middle of this conflict?
There are a lot of humanitarian organizations doing incredible work on the ground in Ukraine. donated to these organizations a tangible way to make a difference in the lives of the people who are affected by the conflict.
And it's not just about financial support, right? There are other ways to get involved, like volunteering your time or spreading awareness about the situation.
Absolutely.
Right.
Every little bit helps. Even something as simple as sharing information about reputable aid organizations on social media. That can make a difference.
We've covered the economic and political turmoil in the U.S. and the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. It feels like every headline is a punch in the gut. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to the Tesla situation. You mentioned that Musk's alignment with Trump could alienate potential customers. But what about the people who support Trump? Could this move actually boost Tesla's sales among that demographic?
It's possible. Some Trump supporters might see buying a Tesla as a way to show their loyalty to the president and his allies. But I think it's important to remember that Trump's base, they're not exactly known for being big consumers of luxury electric vehicles.
So you're saying it's a gamble for Musk? He might gain some customers, but he also risks losing a much bigger part of the market?
Exactly. It's a high-stakes game he's playing.
And this brings us to a bigger question. What does this whole Tesla-Trump-Musk saga tell us about the state of American politics and business today?
I think it highlights this growing trend of blurring the lines between the public and private sectors. It's getting harder and harder to separate business interests from political power.
And the sources we're looking at, they suggest that this trend is only going to get stronger in the coming years. With technology companies like Tesla wielding more and more influence, it's almost like we're heading towards a future where corporations have as much power as governments.
It's a concerning thought. It raises all sorts of questions about accountability, transparency, the very nature of democracy.
So what can we as citizens do to ensure that power remains in the hands of the people, not just in the hands of a select few? It feels like we're at a crossroads.
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's more important now than ever to be informed, engaged citizens. We need to hold our leaders accountable, both in the public and private sectors.
Right.
We need to demand transparency and ethical behavior from those in positions of power.
It sounds like a call to action.
It is. The future of our democracy depends on it.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about the economy, politics, international relations, the growing influence of technology companies. It's a lot to process. It's easy to feel overwhelmed.
It is. But I think the most important thing to remember is that we're not powerless.
Yeah.
We can make a difference. We can choose to be informed, to engage in constructive dialogue, to hold our leaders accountable.
You know, your words remind me of a quote I read recently. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
That's a powerful statement, and it's so true.
So what's the one key takeaway you want to leave our listener with?
Don't give up hope. Don't let yourself become apathetic. The challenges we're facing, they're big, but they're not impossible to overcome. If we work together, we can build a better future for ourselves and for future generations.
I love that. It's a message of hope and empowerment. Now, before we move on to part three, where we'll explore those Tesla boycotts in more detail, any final thoughts for our listener? We were just talking about how important it is to stay engaged, you know, not to lose hope. And that feels especially relevant as we dive into the final part of our deep dive. Remember those Tesla boycotts we touched on earlier? Well, the sources you shared, they paint a pretty interesting picture of how those boycotts are actually playing out.
Yeah, it seems like they're gaining traction.
Yeah.
And not just from one side of the political spectrum either, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah, you've got people boycotting Tesla because they see it as this symbol of, you know, excess and inequality. Mm-hmm. They argue that Elon Musk has too much money and that he's not doing enough to address social issues.
And then on the other side, you have people who are boycotting Tesla simply because it's associated with Elon Musk himself.
It's like they're saying, I don't care about the car. I just don't like the guy who's selling it.
Yeah, exactly. They object to his political views, his business practices, sometimes even just his personality. For them, buying a Tesla, it's like endorsing everything Musk represents.
And it seems like all of this negative attention, it's having a real impact on Tesla.
Oh, yeah. The data is pretty clear on that. Sales are down. The stock price is all over the place. And Musk himself is definitely feeling the pressure.
He's been pretty vocal on social media lately. And some of his decisions seem, well, impulsive might be one way to put it.
It's a classic example of how quickly public opinion can change, especially in the age of social media. One minute you're on top of the world and the next you're fighting to stay afloat.
So what does the future hold for Tesla? Can Musk turn things around? Or has he flown too close to the sun?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? He's got the resources, he's got the ambition, but does he have the self-awareness? Does he understand the mistakes he's made? And is he willing to change course?
It feels like we're watching a real-life drama unfold with twists and turns you could never predict.
It's a reminder that even the most innovative companies, the most influential people, they're not immune to the court of public opinion. Things change. The market shifts. And you have to adapt.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into economics, politics, and the surprising intersection of Tesla and the White House, what's the one thing you want our listener to take away from all of this?
I think the biggest takeaway is the importance of critical thinking and making informed decisions, whether you're trying to understand the economy or politics or even just deciding what kind of car to buy. We need to be engaged. We need to be aware. And we need to be willing to ask tough questions.
We can't just go with the flow or accept things at face value.
Exactly. We need to be active participants in shaping the world around us. And that starts with understanding what's going on, understanding the different perspectives, and understanding the consequences of our choices.
Well said. And to our listener, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful and engaging, maybe even a little bit thought-provoking.
Remember, the world is a complex place. It's always changing. But if you stay curious, if you stay informed, and if you stay engaged, you can navigate those challenges, and you can find the opportunities that are out there.
That's a great note to end on. So until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep learning.